This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, Michael, a couple of, it's just a weird Monday. Some tough stories to get through. How about this one from Nate Taylor with ESPN? Headline, wife of Chiefs Eric Bieniemy. Offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, allegedly shot by couple's son at home. The wife of Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy was allegedly shot by the couple's son Sunday night at their family's home in Virginia. Mia Bieniemy, 57, was hospitalized in stable condition Monday. Police in Loudoun County, Virginia, confirmed that a woman was being treated for serious injuries from multiple gunshot wounds, but did not disclose her identity. Elijah Zion Bieniemy, 27 years old, was arrested and charged with malicious wounding, use of a firearm, and commission of a felony and discharge of a firearm inside of a dwelling. Sources told ESPN that Mia Bieniemy was shot in the chest and arm. So this is a tough one. Elijah Bieniemy is being held right now without bond at a detention center in Loudoun County. Eric Bieniemy left the Chiefs training camp and was not in attendance for Monday's practice, obviously. So, he was with the Chiefs on Sunday in St. Joseph, Missouri, at the campus of Missouri Western State for their second practice of training camp. So, we were just talking about the Chiefs, like in football sense and sports sense, like how big of a return is this going to be for Eric Bieniemy? And then you get nailed with real life and not the good kind here at all, and we'll see how this story progresses. But that's the double whammy. Not only are you dealing with your wife or her being shot and wondering how she's going to recover, to allegedly maybe it was her son that shot her. Terrible story, Michael.
Yeah, that's got to be really rough, and that story is going to outshine him returning to the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, you almost wonder too, like, Some cases like this, they don't return. They have so much going on. It's like, I might need to take a year off. And I don't know. I mean, football people are different people. Speaking of football people, Saturday's news that 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan had been in a serious car accident was a big shocker to see it. He's dealing with more than a few significant physical issues, including a severe concussion. The injuries were not life-threatening, and it appears that he is on a path to recovery. However, there is a separate issue going on, according to Yahoo Sports. On July 14th, the 49ers managed to keep it from being reported for 11 days. This happened on July 14th. We just heard about it on Saturday. It is possible it would still be a secret today. The disclosure coincided with the first day of the team's 2026 training camp, and in hindsight, according to Yahoo Sports, the effort to get the word out seems to have been engineered. So there, you know, why would this information not come out? Why would ESPN hold the information until the 49ers disclosed it? Because they had the information. 49ers posted their statement regarding the accident at 12 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. Adam Schefter of ESPN posted his first tweet on the situation exactly 1 minute later, 12:01. The ESPN article about the incident was published at 12:02. Nick Wagoner, who covers the 49ers for ESPN and who shared credit with Schefter for the story, reposted Schefter's tweet. Beyond, so Yahoo Sports goes on to say, beyond the obvious fact that the NFL now owns 10% of ESPN, which means the 49ers own 1/32 of the 10%, this kind of negotiated reporting isn't uncommon. Given that ESPN had information that wasn't in the 49ers release, leads people to believe that they had this information well before. Why are they holding the information in the first place? Why? I mean, this happened again. What did I say? July 14th.
Does it say at all that that the accident was Shanahan's fault?
What we know so far, injury details and news from local law enforcement about the other driver not being injured, the finding that alcohol or drugs were not a factor, and the decision that no one should be cited for the crash. So based on that information, we're just led to believe this is a straight-up accident. So why would... Did ESPN, did the 49ers want the more information to come out before they let information come out? They wanted, because again, you see so-and-so gets in a car crash. I'm sorry. This is 2026. Where does your brain immediately go?
Drugs or alcohol?
Yeah, we don't assume anymore for some reason, because accidents happen all the time, more so than not when it's related to this, but our minds tend to go there. And maybe this was the 49ers thinking, okay, he got in a crash. We know what this is going to look like. People are immediately going to go to, oh, was he, I'm sorry, this is just the way of the world. Was he drinking? Let's let more information come out on this. Oh, it turns out there wasn't alcohol, at least at this point. There's no finding that alcohol or drugs were a factor. There's no one really at fault here. There's no one cited here. Good. Now we can release that information because it just looks like a straight-up accident and Kyle Shanahan's name is in the clear. Maybe that's why they held on to this.
Yeah, I tend to be a little more cynical about ESPN and the NFL's ownership of ESPN. Did it say how bad his injuries are?
Oh, pretty bad. Yeah, he had a pretty intense concussion. I think he broke some ribs, had a lot of stitches. So, I mean, he's not like going to be ready to go and standing around during training camp and such. I would imagine it's going to be a little, you know, a while.
We're going to have some booth action?
Maybe.
Yeah, I wonder how long it's going to be until, because
like,
he's
Mike,
probably going to miss at least a little bit of camp.
Right. So like the Tony Romo story, you heard about that, right? Tony Romo's recent arrest was shared as soon as Fox News 6 in Wisconsin obtained the public arrest detention report. That story came out like, boom, Tony Romo gets, I think he's under investigation, DUI and all that stuff. I believe he's going to go to court today for that. But that story was like, boom, boom, happened, it's out. Kyle Shanahan's, that was more than 10 days, it was 13 days ago.
This is why you can trust your local news like 9 News as opposed to ESPN. Because 9 News, there's some journalistic integrity over there. It's just like the big networks just don't seem to have it as much anymore.
Is 9 News paying you now, Mike? That's a good endorsement for them. Here's another.
Well, they help us out.
Here's another one. No, I'm kidding. We love the 9 News people. Ty Lawson, man. Like, this fun. I mean, he was a point guard for the Nuggets from 2009 to 2015. I was a diehard fan of Ty Lawson. I got a chance to interview him a couple of times. Awesome. Obviously, as his career progressed, he had a bit of a drinking problem, getting DUIs and such. Well, I follow him on the socials, Michael. And I did see he tweeted out something along the lines, hey, I'm going to be in Colorado soon. What's up? Like, basically, let's hang out. Well, how about this story? He's now 38 years old. I cannot believe that. Went to North Carolina. He was reportedly arrested on July 16th for allegedly stealing a bottle of vodka in Castle Rock, according to Fox 31. The arrest affidavit, per the report, went on to say that Lawson allegedly took a bottle of Tito's vodka from a store. The shop owner told police that the man was seen drinking from the bottle in front of the store, then took it with him to a nearby restaurant. So it's like a BYOB kind of thing, BYOV. Further reports said that during his arrest, Lawson referred to the arresting officer in not safe for work language and kicked at the glass wall of his cell before apologizing for his behavior. Once the arrest was reported, Lawson fired off a series of rebuttals via his X account, and they're also very, again, not safe for work language. The most printable response, being black in America is tough. Being lied to by a pasty-faced white woman, wild. Stay out of Castle Rock, Colorado.
I just looked up the price for one of the Tito's homemade vodka. The most expensive I could find was $32.99.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All of this is over a little bit of public intoxication and $30, $33. That's ridiculous.
Well, and, you know, Ty's going to go out and he's going to do the... And again, I'm not there. We're not there. But he's now taking this into more of a race thing.
I'm sure there's footage out there that someone's going to Quora request, and we'll find out exactly what the interaction was like. But if you're drinking in public, especially if you steal the bottle, not a good look in front of the court.
No, it's all pretty bad, Mike. It's all pretty bad.
This has been a crappy day for sports.
Uh-huh. And then here's another. It's not really top story, but did you happen to see Ryan Clark, who was just fired by ESPN?
I did not.
Who's been very outspoken in his career, very controversial. He would definitely do the race stuff. He was on an episode of the Pivot podcast, which I think is his podcast, or he's just on it a lot. He opened up about changing who he was in an effort to keep his job at ESPN, but ultimately being let go. And he broke down. There was a portion of me that really felt bad for him because he really let the social media world and all that get to him, like how he wanted to be accepted and how he wanted to be viewed. But this is a guy that has made apology after apology after apology after something unprofessional that he said. He said, what makes me a little bit sad is I did adjust who I was to try to keep my job. I did have meetings with people and say, okay, what is it that you need from me? Not the analyst. The analyst, he was damn good. If you care about the person on TV, what is it you need from me? Because I want to do that. I knew I couldn't respond to disrespect. I knew, for lack of a better word, I couldn't be too black. What makes me sad is even in trying to adjust to be at least more of what certain people wanted, they still fired me. And so I think that is difficult. Let me just say this. Like, with Ryan Clark, if he's saying they controlled him a little bit, got him to change, well, honestly, it's probably a good thing because a lot of the things he said got him in trouble. A lot of the things he said, remember the situation with RG3 and his wife? I can't remember exactly what went down, but he found himself in a situation where he's apologizing to RG3 and his wife for bringing her into this argument.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah, it's... Like I said, there were a lot of things I liked about Ryan Clark, and there were a lot of things that I thought, man, he's just trying to spark some kind of controversy, which is again what ESPN wants. So I find it hard to believe that ESPN like tried to tame him because they want this.
But maybe he was a little too over the line.
If he was over the line for ESPN, like he was already over the line, and you're telling me that you tried to play the game a little. I don't know. Big Hub says it's his podcast, but it was touching. Some of it was, Big Hub. Some of it was. And the other part, though, where I don't really line up with is the idea that ESPN wouldn't allow him to be black enough.
There's a difference, but
I don't
like
buy it, man. I just don't buy it. ESPN wants that. They want that kind of turmoil and controversy.
In this day and age where you have to separate black and white and do stuff like that, I'm sorry. This is America is the best it's ever been culturally, in my opinion. I don't think he needs to do this stuff.
Yeah, and I wouldn't disagree with you, although some would disagree with you. But yeah,
those people watch everything on cable.
Yeah, the people that don't think that we've moved and we're just as bad of a country as we were, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. Seriously, go back in time, find a time machine, go back.
Don't go back in time. I live in the present.
Live for the now, Michael. Big Hub says, well, he said there was one executive that didn't like him. Dude, I'll tell you right now, Ryan Clark, whatever. For as many characters as they have at ESPN, I guarantee you there's executives that just loathe certain personalities there. These are all larger-than-life personalities, probably very difficult to get along with. Wow, Mike, those were all depressing stories. Anything positive, buddy? Anything new with Marvel?
Broncos training camp is coming up. That's positive.
Yeah, is Jonathan Cooper going to be there? Sorry, I negativized it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm the one that's supposed to be negative here. And today, maybe it's because it's cloudy outside. That's why I'm positive.
I love this kind of weather, man.
This is my favorite weather, except it's going to be like 95 degrees. I went out to the arts picnic on Saturday to watch my niece play violin.
You did.
It was so hot.
I was like, whoa, Michael's out and about. You found a Bigfoot thing. Did you buy it, by the way?
I did not. I bought something else. I didn't bring it in today because I didn't have room to
bring it
in.
What is it for?
But it's going to be sitting in my office. It's a 3D printing from the top of Mile High Stadium. So it's like,
ooh, cool.
Mile High Stadium only, you know.
Why don't you buy stuff for the station so we can decorate the station a little more? You know, why don't you just stop thinking about your little lab back there and buy some pictures for the station?
I can help decorate the station. I can find some burnt orange at Home Depot.
You found a Bigfoot thing. How much was that? Because my wife's into Bigfoot.
I didn't look.
Oh, thanks a lot.
But what I bought was $65.
Oh, okay. So it was probably expensive. Whatever you found was the Bigfoot thing. That was pretty legit.
Yeah, it was a cool piece of painting.
My wife is into that kind of stuff. She's all about Bigfoot, by the way. She definitely believes.
I remember you saying that. I don't find any evidence for Bigfoot. Have not had any experience.
Well, if we found evidence, everyone would believe, Mike. That's why it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, Bigfoot hasn't been in the station or my brother's house or on the way to the station.
They're
so
keeping it quiet,
I've
Mike.
I've never seen them.
There's a lot of forest that we haven't even touched yet, and you don't think there's a Bigfoot roaming around?
Look,
absolutely there is.
We've seen enough animals on the land. The final frontier
smart,
of planet
though,
Earth is in the ocean.
That we don't know about? I agree. There's some really crazy crap going on in the ocean, man.
Yeah, there's a fish that has its own light attached to its head.
If you would have seen that before knowing about it, you would have thought that was an alien. You would have 100% thought that was an alien. It has a light on its head, Michael.
Yeah, to get other like fish distracted and then it eats them.
Speaking of an ugly thing.
Speaking
of which, speaking of the ocean, did you know Shark Week started yesterday?
Oh, okay.
That's it. That's it.
That's your thing, though.
It used to be my thing. It's not good anymore.
Yeah, like I remember when MythBusters was doing shark stuff. That was a great show. That's one of those shows that anybody can watch. Like you have a bunch of nerds doing a show, but like it's so entertaining. Like I actually liked learning about science for once.
Well, I believe that you do. Yeah, it's not all just nerd comic books and all that stuff. You actually have some depth too.
Yeah, whenever I get curious about something, like I've been watching Dark Winds lately. I've got the final season watched. It's not the final season. It ended on a cliffhanger.
Okay.
But like there were a couple times I paused it to look up if a certain event happened in history. Like that's what I'm interested in. If I'm curious about something, pause, internet search.
And then you go down these weird rabbit holes, and that's why you know all these weird things.
Yeah, I do go down weird rabbit holes.
Well, you like YouTube more than most people. Like, I don't YouTube at all. And so when you tell me it was announced on YouTube, I don't YouTube. Like, I don't get on there. But you don't have,
it's not
like,
just YouTube. Like, if you're a good company and you're going to announce something, you're going to go to all the streaming platforms and all the websites that work with your type of company.
All the nerd things that you look up. All the nerdy things out there. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So you went to the arts picnic. It had to be like scorching hot down there.
Yeah, I sweated from places on my body I didn't even know existed.
It was bad. All right, moving on. It is sad to see the Ty Lawson story. Dude, that guy had it going. He was so quick. He was so fun. Such a fun point guard to watch. I really thought he might be something. And it just didn't work out. And that was unfortunate. 24 minutes after the hour, let's take a short break here. Broncos stuff, the cornerback situation. Jahdae Barron, Michael, just how big of a season is this next one for him? I mean, he's only in his second year, but he was taken in the first round. We really didn't see him a ton last year. Now we're hearing that maybe he believes he's battling for the number two spot against Riley Moss. How realistic is that? Also, latest on Jonathan Cooper. Keep it here on The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
Morning NoCo has their eyes on the skies this summer. Hear Denver and Front Range Weather's Cody Wilson on the show for the latest local forecast on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most. Local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. I agree with you, Aaron. Aaron texting in on the First Advantage text line. Problem with the Discovery Channel and the Science Channel is they try to introduce unnecessary drama. That's what Shark Week started to do, was they'd bring in different hosts. And I don't know if it was necessarily drama, but it was just goofy stuff. And, like, they had Michael Phelps race a great white. Now, If Michael Phelps is actually going to race a great white, you put a great white on one side of the pool or the ocean, you line it up, and then Michael Phelps is going to go, just keep him safe. That's freaking cool. It was not that. It was Michael Phelps just swimming as fast as they clocked a great white shark going at one point. Just false advertising.
It sounds more like a Mythbusters thing. Like that's they just, would
yeah,
do
like
that.
Like, okay, a shark swims this fast. Let's see how fast Michael Phelps can swim. That's it. Just tell me that. But don't say Michael Phelps is going to race a great white shark. Because even though I know deep down that's a fantasy and that's not realistic, my brain was totally going, how are they going to pull this off?
Yeah, the Discovery Channel's really lost it. Like, the History Channel used to be awesome, and now it's like
I still like the History Channel. I do. Like, have you seen, like, the food that America built? Have you seen those? Those are so fascinating. I'm taking by your look that you have not seen it.
No, I haven't.
Deep discussions about, like, certain foods that we love, like crackers, for example, and how those made up, you know, a big chunk of what we know and love when it comes to our American snacks that we have.
We've invented all sorts of things, a lot of them based off of other things, but we are the sugar capital of the world, probably, and the fried food capital of the world, probably.
I don't know. I like it, though. It's all good.
Did they mention the turducken?
No, it's like different brands, like Kellogg's and Nestle and
RC Cola.
I think there's one episode about cola, you know, and gum. There was one they did on gum. It's fascinating how they made gum, how they could get gum to last longer, because they always had like chewable stuff, but it wouldn't last very long and you would grind it away. They wanted to make gum something where it's like an enjoyable snack.
Now we have spearmint gum.
They have all kinds of gum.
And the other spearmint gum.
We have all sorts of gum. Travis, the new guy, there was really a good one about Hormel meats? Is it Hormel?
Hormel
meats. Yeah, I don't think I saw that one. It's very good, though.
I don't have those channels, but if they're on the internets somewhere.
They're on, like, normal people channels. Just get normal people stuff, Mike, and you can watch normal people things instead of just, ugh.
Give me more money.
You can go raise more money. Go make a sale. Does anybody want to advertise with Michael Kirkpatrick? He's
probably
terrible.
Nobody wants me out there trying to talk sales. I'm not good at it.
You could have been out there wheeling and dealing at the Arts Picnic. Were you?
I was not.
Were you marketing the station?
Again, do you really want me to talk sales?
No.
Because I'm not good at that.
Not
stuff.
Really, no. And you don't like the other shows on history, like American Pickers?
Yeah.
Dude,
that's
that is
history.
An amazing show. That is history. If you watched it, it's like
I'm
history
going to
of
look
items.
For something that's possibly historical.
Yes.
It's not? Okay.
And they find it, and they tell you the history behind it. How is that not historic?
Like 4 seconds of history.
No.
This penny was invented at this time.
That's not... Do you even watch it? Is this one of those things where you don't watch it, but you have a stupid opinion on it?
I've seen a few episodes, and it's not my thing. I want actual history. I want to learn about the wars. I want to learn about, you know, the good laws that were made. I want to learn about the bad laws that were made. I want to learn history, not like, look at this thing. This little trinket was invented in 1913, and no one... But this guy has it.
Dude, they have like history on bicycles and motorcycles and motorcycle gangs. They go into a lot of that on American Pickers. They go into like preservation of buildings and they talk about the historic effect that this certain building had on the area. Yeah, if you don't pick, bro. You don't pick. So, you know, miss me with that.
First of all, Brady, it's a motorcycle club.
Well, there can be no, they actually talk about gangs too.
Yeah, they call themselves clubs. If you go to a biker like one of those Hell's Angels and say, hey, I like your gang. They're going to get mad at you and say, we're a club.
When, and why, how do you know this? Has this happened to you? Have you gone into a bar, a biker bar?
I used to produce a motorcycle show.
Oh, you did. That's right. So that's how you learned it.
I guess that's how I learned it.
In the show Sons of Anarchy, they do call themselves a club. Okay, fine.
Yes.
Motorcycle clubs, whatever. It's a good show.
I've heard many good things about it, except for like the last season.
No, I'm talking about Pickers. Pickers is a great show. Frank and Mike. Frank, God rest his soul, passed away. But he has a new cast of characters that helps him pick. And it's great. My wife and I wanted to do that before we had our kiddo. We wanted to go around. She was good at it. I was terrible at it. She came close. She found a replica item that she thought, ooh, this is going to be really... It's like a tea set. It was like a Japanese tea set. We found it at an estate sale. And she bought it for like 10 bucks. If it was legit, it would have been worth like thousands, but it was a replica.
Oh, okay. So what was the replica worth?
Like 40 bucks. But
I would have sold it.
But still up. Oh, yeah, we sold it. Yeah. But cool. She has an eye for that. I do not. I did, and I'm not creepy like this, and I'm just maybe naive. I found a Freemason's Bible. Freemason's Bible, Michael. It's like very thick. And I'm telling you, I grabbed it. It was like black cover, kind of creepy looking. I like that kind of stuff. I go up to, clearly the woman who was selling all this was the widow, I'm guessing. And I just, she was smiling, she was happy, and I put it up on the counter and I said, how much is this? Her smile just dropped instantly. And she goes, $1.
And oh, so like, her husband was a Freemason.
And it might have been something, a point of contention? Contention. There we go, Mike, thank you. So it was creepy. Of course, I bought it for $1. And I looked it up online. It was worth like $400. So,
so you sold that and made a profit.
I didn't.
I would have sold
it. I gave it to someone.
I love capitalism.
Someone I know is really into that, and I gave it to him.
Yes, he showed it to me. I think I know who you're talking about.
No.
Okay, there was someone else.
This was new dad.
Used to work for the station.
My mom's second husband, new dad. I gave it to him because he was interested in this.
Because I know someone who brought in a Freemason Bible to the station. Yes, it is thick, and
he was
going to have
the same
it blessed or something to get rid of all the dark satanic stuff or whatever.
Yeah, as I kind of learned more about it, it was like not something you want to keep in your house. My wife's like, are you sure you want to keep that around? I'm like, well, it's cool, and it's historic.
It is, and you know what? Those Freemasons are like at the center of a lot of weird conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah, dude. I got a random message one night on X from a random person that asked if I was interested in joining the Freemasons. What do you
that
think?
Was me.
What do you think I said back?
Yes.
No, I knew it was not good, but I just wrote, go on.
Oh, there you go.
And then he started telling me about everything. I didn't respond, and then he got aggressive. Like, did you not get my last blanking email or my last blanking message? Are you interested or not? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, block, block, block. Leave me alone.
Was he like... looking for a different Brady hole? Because you just don't seem like the type of person that wants to...
I could be that.
Join a conspiracy.
Why? I could definitely be creepy and dark and know a bunch of secrets.
Isn't there a Freemason church, like, downtown?
Like, right by where we used to work.
Yeah, now it's like a quinceañera hall.
Really?
I don't know. They just... a guy I know used to do wedding events there.
Eastside Chris, if one doesn't want to be tore up by a bear or eaten by a shark, just outrun or outswim your best friend. It's good.
or just avoid the bear altogether. Make sure if you see a cub, you get out. You very slowly back away because mama bear is around there somewhere.
Or you try to capture that cub and you raise it as your own, and now you have a pet bear. That'd be pretty sweet.
Like the one on Game of Thrones that was attacking some of our favorite characters.
Yeah,
actually,
but I would
one of my
train the bear.
Before they ruined her.
I would train the bear to mind, to listen. Although I can't really even train my bear, my dog. His name's Bear. He doesn't listen to me at all, so I don't know what chance I would have of training a bear would actually be. That would be a bad look, probably.
Bear, stop eating honey.
Probably stay away from that. Aaron says, I went to a wedding at that Mason Lodge. There's definitely an energy there. Did you ever go inside?
No, I didn't, but I would walk by there to go to the nerd store, to go to my favorite pizza place.
I'm telling you, dude, there's an energy, that Freemason stuff. This woman's face, you should have seen it. To this day, she was, like, mortified. She was happy, smiling, talking, and I put this on the counter. I'm like, how much for this? And it's just like, droom.
Her husband was probably a jerk.
And she's like, $1. I'm like, okay, sold, but are you okay?
That makes me kind of want to read it, but I just don't care enough about their
beliefs. I went through it a little bit, and then my, you know, I joke, call him New Dad. I still have my dad. New Dad was there, and he's looking through it, and he's like, wow, I'm really interested in the Freemason. He's not a Freemason, but he was really interested in that history. And he just was like all over it and reading through it for hours. And I finally just said, you know what, man? You're going to get more use out of it than I am. You seem to appreciate it more than I do. So give me $1,000 and we'll call.
Did he give you $1,000?
No. He just took it. It's his now. I do regret giving it to him, to be honest.
I would have sold him for $1, sold it for $1.01
so
plus
I could have a profit.
Inflation and made a profit on it.
I am fascinated by that stuff. And like Templars and all that, like I'm really interested in all that. So when the History Channel does do those little specials, they're very fascinating. So don't knock
the History
Channel.
You're going to get angry with me on this.
What?
There was a band that I like, and they sing about history. They're a power metal band, and
sounds
one
really
of their
good.
Newer songs is about the Templars.
Oh,
it's
good.
Really good. I'll
bet
play
it
for
is.
You.
No, please, don't. Don't. I'm okay. You don't need to.
I'll play it for you.
No, let's not. 39 minutes after the hour, let's distract Michael with some Broncos talk. Jade Barron, big season coming up next. Eastside Chris, is there a secret handshake, Brady? I don't know. I never got that far. I never got that far with the weird message that I got from that creepy dude. 12:39 the time. He's probably listening. He's probably everywhere. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What are we doing here?
It's the Templar song.
Right. I know I haven't asked this in a while, but why are you?
Because I'm awesome.
Okay, that's good enough.
You should listen to this band.
You'd
like them.
Oh, yeah, no. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to say no to it. I'm going to keep an open mind, Michael. You know who should be keeping an open mind is Broncos fans. Does Jade Barron have a real chance to beat out Riley Moss?
I mean, if he does, then the Broncos are super deep.
They're super deep. Obviously, retaining Jaquan McMillan, being their nickel guy. So when Barron was drafted, Michael, he was drafted with the 20th pick overall. We were kind of told he was going to be, what was the phrase Sean Payton used for him? I can't remember. But he could play safety, he could play corner, he could play nickel, he could play dime.
Did he call him Joker?
No, I can't remember what it was. But we really didn't see him much outside of like those dime packages. And I thought it was a weird pick at the time to go number 20 because they were already deep there, somewhat deep. And then they take him and you're going, okay, well, I guess they're just going to really have like the best secondary in the NFL, which they were pretty close to that. Overall, pretty much the best defense last year. This is the big, other than the Jonathan Cooper watch, this is the one to watch out for. Last year it came down to, so like, I think Barron was the plan of who would win the nickel job. But we all know how that went, and Jaquan McMillan was pretty damn good, Michael. Like, really good. Barron couldn't beat him out last year as a rookie, and
he barrenly lost.
Riley Moss, where are you at on Riley Moss?
I like him.
I think he's good.
But
I think he's got a reputation now. The problem
is he does have the holding reputation.
And
that,
I think referees look at that now. Referees look at that now. And they say, okay, watch out for this guy. He has a tendency to do this. That can't be an easy job. Playing opposite Patrick Surtain.
No one wants to throw to Pat.
You're going to get more looks than most corners get. You know, more looks in one game than most corners get in like a month. I do like Riley Moss. He's got a big year coming up too, Michael, because this is a contract year for him.
That's why if he loses the job, he's trade fodder.
I don't think he's going to lose the job. This is big for Barron, though, because if he just has a whatever season and we're talking about him much like we did last year, which means we're not talking about him, then he has a risk of just kind of dissolving into, you know, he becomes like a fourth or fifth option on a depth chart, maybe not even for the Broncos going forward. The Broncos would rather Jahdae Barron be the stud over a Jaquan McMillan because they're going to pay him, or Riley Moss, they got to pay him. They still have Barron on the rookie deal. That's a lot of times that's what you're rooting for. But Riley Moss has been, I think he's been pretty good. He had a bunch of bad calls, I think, against him last year. Some of them weren't all bad.
Some of them, they were correct calls, but there was some ticky-tackiness.
But doesn't he look like he's working harder than anybody else on the defensive side for the Broncos? Like,
he
we're
probably
constantly
is.
Calling his name. Yeah.
Look, if he loses, the Broncos could trade him for a decent draft pick.
If he loses the job, though, his stock goes down. Like, if you traded him today, what would you get?
If you traded him today, I mean, I think real NFL experts would give you a third or fourth rounder, maybe like a fourth rounder this year and a fifth rounder next year. You could get a decent haul for him. He's not a wide receiver, and everybody loves those wide receivers.
Yeah, but what can you say, too, about Jaquan McMillan and his season that he had?
I am glad that the Broncos re-signed him.
Oh, me too. I mean, he had some. He kept getting better as the season went along, Mike. And we all know the crazy play that he made against the Bills, which Bills fans hate, but
technically true. Technically, it is correct with the rule.
All three of those guys have big upcoming seasons, though, because McMillan is just under the 1 year restricted free agent second round tender that they placed on him. He signed that one back on March 2026. He's like around $5.7 million right now. But of those three guys, who do you anticipate being a long-term corner for the Broncos? Can't imagine a world where all three of them are back after this upcoming season.
I'm thinking long-term, possibly. I mean, Jahdae, we're hearing a lot from him. You want to hear him in the offseason, you want him to start and then not hear his name during the game at all,
well,
other than introduction.
Yeah, you're picked number 20, and you're already going to a loaded cornerback room. You know, I just like to see. He's the big one. He's a big one for Denver, no question about it. But that cornerback position, probably the one to watch out for as far as a real competition there. And also life without Jonathan Cooper, if that's, in fact, what's going to happen. We'll get to that coming up here in just a bit. Keep it on the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Another prep season in the books, and soon we'll be looking ahead to high school football season. Hear Coach speak weekdays at 10. A Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets Podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
I tell you guys about Big City Roadhouse and their new brunch menu. They're doing this on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They have an amazing menu here. How about the breakfast burger, fried egg, bacon, American cheese, and potatoes, or the Roadhouse Rancheros, black beans, corn tortillas, two fried eggs, green chili pork, queso, Oh, cilantro, scallions. Oh, the list goes on and on.
You've had me at anything bad cholesterol.
Oh, it's so good, dude. Perfect for the weekend. Brunch is now at Big City Roadhouse. What can't they do? All right, clip of the day coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.